This is the motherfucking warden, and Birdo, you better stop losing our motherfucking money, or you better come home in a motherfucking casket. Mm-hmm. So I can get that insurance money. Mm-hmm. Also, you're listening to XF Fantasy Football Podcast. Hit that shit. What is up? Welcome to the XF Fantasy Football Podcast. As freaking always, I'm your host, Cope Squiz. Hey, it's just me today. It looks like it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Hey, thanks again for listening. I know everybody's been wanting to hear this, so I'll say it first. Cowboys suck dick. They have officially continued to open the door and lost to Mitchell Trubisky, and opened the door again for the Eagles to possibly make the playoffs, which, as an Eagles fan, I don't want to happen. Realistically, it's the Cowboys and Eagles are officially fighting to get knocked out of the playoffs first. Man, it's not fun. But instead of just always talking about the Cowboys-Eagles, I like to mention everyone's team, not just those two. But Deebo's, his Saints, lost a freaking great shootout. It was a great game in San Fran, but remain 10-3. They're fighting for a first round bye. They're currently, I believe, in the third spot. Next up, we got Burt's Steelers. Everyone thought they were dead in the water. Man, the very beginning of the season, they just looked terrible. Especially with Big Ben falling down and getting hurt and being out for the rest of the season. And then they made the trade for Fitzpatrick with the Dolphins. And to be honest, I was a little skeptical, but their defense kind of did a full 180. And I think they're like top five now. But ultimately, the Steelers went full Undertaker mode and currently are in the sixth seed in the AFC, which is kind of nuts. Dips Packers are riding high with that mediocre-ass win against the Redskins. They're currently sitting in the second seed at 10-3 in the NFC East. Luis's Colts racking up those wide receiver injuries like the Eagles and somehow are still alive for the playoff run at 6-7. Just like the Cowboys and Eagles, but it's been a tough year to say the least with the retirement of their franchise quarterback and all these injuries, including T.Y. and everyone else. And then last but not least, we got J.C.'s Giants. They brought back old ugly face Manning, which looked good for the first 30 minutes of the game. But after that, the Eagles came back, made a nice comeback to get the Giants that fat SL and to officially be eliminated from the playoffs, which kind of sucks. But kind of want the Eagles to be there in the Cowboys to get ultimately a one and done and ultimately keep Jason Garrett. Let's all hope and pray. And shout out to Victor for getting on the 105.3 Tolo. Let's take a look at who's in and who's out. We had some great matchups this past week. We're just going to look at the people that actually are in the playoffs, not the consolation bracket. Sorry, fellas. Just don't have that kind of time. Love ya. You did great. And I considered you, and then I didn't. So, sorry. First up, we got Dip and JC in the Commish Balding Bowl. The longer tenured commish pulled out that W, ultimately eliminating JC, which I'll talk about a little bit later, but tough loss to say the least. And then we had Bert versus Vic in Vic Ruins Everything Bowl, with Vic pulling out a win. I guess that GG worked out pretty well for you. What you doing, baby? First up, I got to talk about Bert. If he's still alive, I don't know if he took one to the dome or what they do in Kuwait. But I know his warden might be pretty upset. I'm sure he's going to probably have to dig some holes like Zero and Stanley Yelnats. Man, Bert, here are the players that were left on Bert's bench. Emmanuel Sanders with 36 points. Chris Carson with 12. Noah Fant with 21. That's almost 70 points compared to the 17 points that you did play. Ouch. JC had a chance to win it on Monday Night Football. He had Alshon Jeffrey put up some points. All he had to do is put up some points, which he didn't. Instead, he goose-egged him and tore his ACL. Dunzo, bro. All JC had to do was play the other guy that was playing on Monday Night Football to pull out the win. Not only that, but he was a Giant. You're a Giants fan, bro. Shepard put up 32 points, which would have made JC win by double digits. Yikes. It's the Michelob Ultra. And I'm right here with Lindy, and she's pushing for our child. And I can't wait, but we're going to... Oh, my gosh, I have a kid. And she's so... She looks just like me. Like a beautiful ogre. Anyways, hey, Michelob's Ultra, Player of the Week. The best scoring player, which should say highest scoring player. But Drew Brees, he's a beast, man. Highest scoring player in the playoff teams was Emmanuel Sanders. Bert, you benched him. What a dumbass. And now, Michelob's Ultra, Fact of the Week. Victor Lugo is going to win the XF Fantasy Football League. That's Victor Lugo. Michelob Ultra, Drunk Coach of the Week. Worst coach. Bert, you dumbass. So bad. I'm not even going to make the playoffs, though. You suck, dude.
Let's take a look at the waiver wire pickups in the Waiver Wire Wednesday. We'll look at the top five most money spent. This segment is sponsored by Lugo's Lip Balm for continuous chapped ass lips. All right, first up, we got Victor spending $6 on Derwin James. He officially came back from IR last week and put up a pretty decent game. Next up, we got Dip spending $10 on Breshad Perriman after Mike Evans went down. He's hoping to get lucky with Breshad Perriman. And then Dustin also picked up Hayden Hurst for $10, hoping Mark Andrews stays down for the count and is the go-ahead tight end in Baltimore to pair up with Lamar Jackson. So not a terrible duo there if that happens. And then Dip went all in with spending $50. Thought to himself, man, I don't have enough white wide receivers on my team. And obviously after Marvin Jones went down, he's picking up Danny Amendola. Ugh. Let's get into the injuries of the week.
Oh. Ow. Ouch. Oh.
Ow. 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 Man, it was injury galore. Darius Guy suffered an MCL sprain on the last loss to the Packers. He's done it for the year. Mike Evans got knocked out of the game and looks to possibly be out for the rest of the year. Man, but he did make a 61-yard touchdown play on that, so it went down. Jameis Winston had a tiny fracture in his throwing hand, which caused him to miss a second-half series, but he came back in, and you can't spell INT without Winston. You can find that in there. But next up, we got Jared Cook after scoring 2 touchdowns. This whole gets a head injury and is donezo for the day. Tom Brady, when he was on the podium after the loss to KC, was had that old ass arm wrapped up in ice. I'm sure Keaton's not too worried. First round pick Patrick Mahomes undergo X-rays on his right hand. He looks to be fine, but still doesn't feel great, he said. And then Miami couldn't get any worse, even though they beat the Eagles. They lose both Devontae Parker and Albert Wilson last week against the Jets for concussions. Both are still in the protocol. They might play. We'll see. And then Josh Jacobs was a game-time decision, which ended up not playing, but worked out pretty decently for Berto, even though still lost. Too soon. Sorry, bro. And then Calvin Ridley, done for the year. Ryan Griffin got hurt with an ankle injury. Bilal Powell got hurt with an ankle. Le'Veon Bell with the flu. Rashad Penny towards ACL. Noah Fant exited early. Mark Andrews got hurt. And last but not least, DJ Chark suffered an ankle injury as well against the Chargers. Thanks for everyone that participated in Who You Got this week. We only had 4 choices, but first game I put up on the thing, we only had 6 people respond, so the other 8 people that didn't respond, screw you, you suck. It's probably all the people that have been out of the playoffs and hate their lives. It was Dip versus Keat, and so 83.3% think Dip is going to win, a.k.a. 5 people and 1 person. Thinks Keaton's going to win that. And then next up we got Coz versus Vic. We had 4 people say Vic is going to win, and then 2 people say Cobes is going to win. Okay. And then for funsies, I end up putting the first, second, third, what you guys thought, and we'll see how we do. The person that got the voted, actually I'll just kind of go down each person. Cobes got voted 3 votes for second place, so I appreciate that. And then I got 2 votes for third place and 1 vote for last place, aka no votes for first place. And then Keaton got 1 vote for second place, 3 votes for third place, and 2 votes for fourth place. Victor got 2 votes for second place, 1 vote for third place, 3 votes for fourth place, most votes for fourth. And then Dip, the only votes you got were all first place. All 6 people that did this voted you as a champ. You're also the only non-returning champ in the playoffs. And so I'm sure the whole league is cheering for you. All right, next up we got What's It Gonna Take? All right, first up, we got Cobes versus Vic in the race for the championship. All right, first up, we got Vic. I think the 2 people he has to have play out really well is going to be Jimmy G going against Atlanta, which is a pretty primo spot. And I think they give up like top 5, if I'm correct. And then I'm also going to go with, I think Cooper Kupp is going to do really well. I think Dallas gives up a ish load of points in the slot. And this fool is starting Dallas Goedert, starting an Eagle, and I'm starting a Cowboy. Weird. But seems to be a solid matchup. And then for my team, I think Carson Wentz has to have a huge game. Like, he officially has no wide receivers with Alshon Jeffrey going down, Deshaun Jackson gone after week 1. Man, he is literally throwing to practice squad people and Zach Ertz and occasionally Dallas Goedert. So, and then I'm going to go with Amari Cooper. He's going against Jalen Ramsey, which to be honest, I haven't really looked at my roster very much this week. I didn't make any roster changes or moves, but he's probably the one I've been thinking about the most and second-guessing just because if Jalen Ramsey and he shuts down. But I expect the Rams to be up on the Cowboys and the Cowboys to have to throw the ball. All right, next up we got Dip versus Keith and who got bullied more in high school. All right, the projections have Dippy winning by 3. He's projected at 125, and Keith is projected at 122. Looking at Dip's team, I think Lamar Jackson, obviously, is a beast. He'll play tonight. Yes, that means I'm recording this as we speak on a Thursday. But it's Lamar Jackson. The dude has been lights out. The only teams that he's really struggled against really have been kind of sort of last week in Pittsburgh, which Pittsburgh was his lowest at 15 points, and then everything else has been like 24 or higher, which is must be hella nice. I'm sure Dip is going to probably keep him next year just because looking at the rest of his team, I don't know if anyone's worthy enough besides Julio. Maybe Eckler. But Eckler has been a freaking standout. The fool is the third best running back in the league in a PPR, which everyone, I'm sure, has looked back at the draft and realized that, man, I could have Eckler in the fifth round. But Dip got that gemstone, babe. And then I also think he, another pick I would have to step up is Jason Witten against the Rams. Like I said, I think the Cowboys are going to be behind and have to throw the ball a lot, and old man Witt hopefully will use his wisdom to pull out that victory. Next up we got Keith. The dude is going to start Aaron Rodgers versus Chicago, which can't blame him after the week he had in San Fran, but Aaron Rodgers honestly has kind of looked up and down. He is the eighth best quarterback on the year, but you know, he had 11 points versus San Fran, 36 against the Giants, 13 against the Washington Redskins. Man, that was a surprise. And so we'll see. He's been kind of all over the place, and they're sitting at 10-3, so they are fighting for to keep that second round seed or that first round bye seed. And then I'm gonna go with probably DJ Moore. I think the Panthers are gonna be down as well against Seattle, which Seattle gives up the 19th most to wide receivers, but DJ Moore's a beast, and I know Kyle Allen kind of sucks ass, probably because he went to A&M, but yeah, I think those are the two guys that would have to step up.
Our picks of the week.
All right, first up, we got Cobes versus Vic. I'm going to go with Victor. I think this dude has been lucky as hell. His team doesn't look the greatest, but he continues to win, and I'm not feeling very confident in my team, which is kind of sad, but just the straight-up truth. Now that I look at my team anyway. And then Dip versus Keats. I'm going to go with the underdog. I think Dip snuck in to the playoffs, and I think Keaton has secretively been hella lucky this year with the 2 seed. And I think Dip pulls it out and goes on to the championship. The shit talking hotline is live. Let's hope we can get some phone calls here shortly. And oh, here's our first caller. Yo, Vic, it's Cody. Yeah, that Cody. The guy that beat you up in the basketball locker room our junior year of high school. Yeah, we might have been both naked. Yeah, that ain't weird. Wait, what? But I beat the shit out of you. And then we put our boxers on. And then we fought more. Which sounds still gay. But back to my point. Your ass is grass. It's my ship. I deserve to be the 3-time champ. Ain't nobody want to hear your bitch ass all fucking year complain and gloat and talk about, hey, put me on 103 The Fan. I'm a Tolo. I'm also a fantasy football champion. Your ass is done. Your ass is going to be like the Cowboys, getting fucked. And somehow the Eagles, like myself, are going to slip in, just like my dick, into your butthole. Wait, what? No, that ain't.
What's up, Keaton? It's Dippy. It's your commissioner here, man. Listen, I think the last time we played in the playoffs was like 2012, back when you humbled my ass by 60 points or so in the ship. You got the gold jacket. I know you think you're going to get that gold jacket again this year to be the second person in the league to be a 2-time champ. Well, that ain't going to happen, my friend, because I got a new squad now, and it's led by the soon-to-be MVP, and he's going to run all over your ass tonight. And I'm looking forward to cleaning it up this weekend. All right, man. Good luck.
Hey, fellas, I know this was short and sweet. Next week, the game plan is to have the two people that are left in the championship round be on the pod, so you kind of have an idea of who that'll be. If that's you, kind of plan accordingly. It'll be probably Tuesday night at 10 p.m. Set them clocks, set them alarms, have some material kind of on the lowdown, and we'll make something happen. As always, boys, thanks again. See you next week.